Sometimes it don't go your way. Sometimes you gotta. Sometimes. Sometimes it don't go your way. Sometimes, sometimes you gotta. Yeah. I had a plan, I had it mapped out. I knew where I was going when I left out. Oh, you couldn't tell me that I wouldn't be there on time. I had some guarantees, I had a deadline. But now I know things change for better or worse. You could say that I'm the same, but I ain't just a do all the hurt.
Hey guys, welcome to Reality Check with
Karen Diamond.
I'm Diamond.
And I'm Kara. They're like a chorus.
And this podcast is pretty much just going to be like a conversation with your girlfriends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we're going to talk about our reality. Some of the stuff that we didn't think was going to happen, happened. And some of the stuff that we thought was gonna happen did not happen yet, I guess. Yes,
exactly. So pretty much a reality check on life. So to start us off, we're gonna do a segment and we're calling it Mic Check. Mm-hmm. Where pretty much is just checking up on each other to see how things are and how life is going. So how's life going?
How is life going? Well, we just finished up February, you know, Black History Month, mm-hmm. You know, 365 days. My son just turned one this week, so that's a big milestone.
Ooh.
Yes. Other than that, work is work. Work is a lot, but we'll get through. We have about 3 more months left of school, so it won't be too bad. But I'm excited that it's the weekend and I can sleep. So, mic check. How are you doing, Diamond?
Overall, I'm pretty decent. I just got back from home.
Mm-hmm.
My goddaughter turned one.
Yeah, woo woo. Well, yes.
Yeah. So that was pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I am in the final stretch of my grad program.
Yes, almost done.
I'm a little over 2 months out, so yes. I just have to lock in and get through that.
Mm-hmm.
And so overall, I'm okay.
I'm okay, yeah. The light is at the end of the tunnel. You're almost done.
Yes, the light. It's gleaming just a little bit.
So. Barely.
Now that you know what Mic Check is all about, we definitely want to hear from you guys. So feel free to tell us how life is going for you. So, Mic Check, how's life going?
Yes, drop it in the comments. Shoot us a text. Let us know how you're doing.
All right. And so this week, we are pretty much just going to talk about what life is like before you get married, mm-hmm. and like during you, like when you get married.
Yes.
Like what that is like being a woman. Because, Kara,
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
you are married. You have a kid now and everything.
Yes.
And so just kind of understanding what that feeling was before all of that mm-hmm. even happened. So
mm-hmm. the floor is yours, right? All right. So I feel like I've shared this with a few people, but my late 20s, I came to a point in my life where I felt or thought like I wasn't going to get married. 'Cause that time it was like the dating scene wasn't as great, or I had a lot of situationships here and there, but nothing just followed through, nothing was solid. And so I think one day in church I was like, you know what, maybe I wasn't called to be married, maybe I wasn't called to have a family, which is okay. Like I'm a educator, so I have kids there, and maybe I was just called to just travel. So and shortly after that thought, or just that, yeah, like that thought in my head, I got back in touch with my husband. Well, not my husband at the time, but
your now husband.
Yes, my now husband. And our background, we've known each other since middle school. So that's when we first met. And when I tell people that too, they're like, oh, so you guys dated in middle school? It's like, no, I said we met in middle school. Like, I knew of each other. So we were really close. Our families were, and they still are really close, but I never in a million years thought I would marry him. Because it's like, okay, a crush, but I'm like, yeah, he ain't feeling me. So moving back to the present, or not the present, 2018, finally got in touch with him. We had a mutual friend and was like, I'll just say his name, Demetrius. But a mutual friend was like, do you know this guy named Demetrius Johnson? And I'm like, do I? Of course I do. Like, I know his family very well. We're like, kind of like cousins. We're like close like that. Mm-hmm. And so they said, you ever thought about giving them a shot or like dating, going out? And I was like, we did. We tried in college. But we were young at the time. And so they encouraged, they're like, well, just give it a try and what could hurt? So again, that time of my life, I was like, you know, I'm just going to focus on me, focus on school. I was in grad school at the time. And again, I had that mindset like, okay, nobody's checking for me. So I'm just going to be single and just really dive into that. So me and Demetrius, we did reconnect, started slow, like with dates and just traveled with each other and just really rekindled that love that we had each other for each other. And I would just say the rest is history, because he realized, like, you know what, I don't want to mess this chance up again. And I just want to just lock it down and be committed to you. Mm-hmm. And so that was back in 2018. But yeah, it's just like, wow. I'm here. We're almost 4 years in marriage. We have a child. And it's like everything that I dreamt of, but never thought that it was actually going to happen. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like the narrative too, especially for us Black females, is like, okay, either you're strong, independent, you're in school, you got your own career, you got all this going, but you're going home to an empty bed. Mm-hmm. Or it's like, okay, your mom, your wife, and that's your main focus. It was never like nothing in between. And social media, I feel like it either guilt trip you or like make you look at yourself like, why are you not doing this? You're 31 or you're 28. You should be doing this by now. So I think just we sometimes and all the times we got to take a step back from social media and like check in with yourself and say, okay, where do I see myself? And just measure up against yourself and not other people. And so thankfully, I took that time, that little short period where I'm like, okay, I'm not going to date. I'm just going to focus on care. I'm going to focus on serving and filling other people's cups. And everything worked out. But of course, there's no right or wrong answer, or there's no magic potion or like, oh, do this and do this. There's no Sierra prayer for Russell. It's like, come on now. So, but yeah, I just really just focused on myself. And then it's like, I kind of ran into Demetrius, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like people always say when you stop looking is when the thing comes along.
Yeah.
But I feel like when you get to a certain age, it's kind of hard to not look, yeah. Like just to be like, okay, I'm gonna focus on me and then we'll see what happens.
Right.
Because, like, obviously speaking from my experience of being single, it's just when I think about, okay, well, I'm not gonna look, I'm not gonna think about it. Mm-hmm. But then in front of me, especially at the age that I am, I'm 30.
Yeah.
You see it everywhere. Because, like, towards my mid-20s is when, like, people started getting married, having kids. And it's just, like, it's so much a part of your life. You start to look at yourself and you're just like, well, am I broken?
Yeah,
like,
something wrong with me?
Yeah. Is this something that... And I definitely have gotten to the point of, well, maybe it's not necessarily for me, even though I'm like, oh, well, I've always wanted the marriage. Right. I've always wanted the kid. It's kind of now taking the time to look and see, well, what does life look like without that? Will I still feel fulfilled even if those things do not come along?
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like we're never taught how to deal with that.
Right.
We're
right.
always taught to think. Especially, like, if you grow up in the church or anything like that, or any kind of, you're always taught to think wife, and mom. Mm-hmm. You know, right. Of course, now, like, as millennials, we're taught about, like, education and going to college mm-hmm. and things like that.
Yeah.
But the big thing that's drilled in you mm-hmm. is always wife and mom.
Yeah, yeah.
So I kind of feel like that's a process that more people should talk about. Mm-hmm. What is life like if those things never come?
Yeah. Or if they're not here yet. Right. I like the yet part because right. it's like never. I feel like that's a strong word. Like never going to come. It's like, true. Dang, we're still young. But again, like being in the same situation a few years ago, I felt like that as well. Mm-hmm. Like, oh yeah, this is not it, not the cards in my hand or whatever. But mm-hmm. it's just like, mm-hmm. what does that look like?
Right. Mm-hmm. It's such a hard picture to paint because, mm-hmm. like I say, you look like I know for myself. I knew from a young age yeah. that I wanted to get married. I mean, I always knew the story of my grandparents. My yes. grandmother was 17 mm-hmm. and my grandfather was 21 at the time mm-hmm. and they got married.
No.
Yeah. This was back in right. the 1950s, right. y'all. So this is very normal. And he did ask her mother for permission. Yes. yeah. But always knowing that story, girl, I honestly thought when I was a little kid, I was just like, oh, I'm going to turn 17 and I'm supposed to get married.
Right.
Obviously yeah. that didn't happen. Yeah. Yeah. But like love and romance and stuff like that has always been a part of me. Mm-hmm. And so then to now be 30 and none of that is in my horizon right now.
Yeah, right now.
It's just kind of like, well, I mean, it might not happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's difficult yeah. to kind of sit with that thought. Yeah. Like I said, my whole life I've thought about the opposite.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, I just, like I said, I wish there were more people who are honest about that part of your life.
Absolutely.
And then
yeah.
I feel like sometimes mm-hmm. people look at you as less of a woman yeah. when you're like, oh, no, I don't have kids. Mm-hmm. Or, no, I don't have a significant other.
Yeah.
I kind of look at you like, well, then what do you have? Like, yeah, that's like, your only you identity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah. And it's... That is tough, and I just try to think about, like, our parents and their parents and stuff. Like, why was it a huge push to get mm-hmm. married? Why was it a huge push to have kids and stuff? And it was like, okay, maybe they saw the value of the woman was, like, being at home, taking care of the kids, mm-hmm. taking care of home, where now, like you said, our generation value is could be in a degree or mm-hmm. let me level up in my career and mm-hmm. stuff. And so what I'm struggling with, too, is, like, that balance piece. It's like, mm-hmm. okay, I want to be a good wife. I want to be a good mother. I want to be a good school leader. I also want to be a good friend. I want to be a good sister. I want right. to be a good So it's like, where do I put my energy in? Mm-hmm. And so I think we also don't talk about that because it's just too much. It's like mm-hmm. either, again, either you're a wife and you're a mom, and that's all you're going to be successful in, mm-hmm. or you're a successful career woman who does her own thing. It's like you can't be both, which you can, mm-hmm. but it's like
I feel like those identities mm-hmm. people forget that there's like both sides, like two things yeah. can be true
yeah.
at the same time. So mm. how do you navigate those identities, like yes. being a wife and mom, but then also like being in a professional field, being mm-hmm. a friend and things like that? How do you navigate those parts of yourself?
Therapy.
True.
Therapy. Take all my coins. And I think, too, like being realistic, I think that's where I'm at a part of my life is just being realistic. So there's going to be days where I'm a great professor, not professor, in my profession, like a great leader. But then when I come home, I'm tired and I can't give nothing to Demetrius and KJ mm-hmm. or vice versa. It's like, I have to decide what do I want to give my all to. And then when I get to that step where I can do 50-50 or 30-70. 70. Right.
I was like, not 30-80. I almost said 30-80. I was like, nope, that's not it.
It's like maybe when I get there. But right now it's like, okay, when I get home, I'm going to take this extra time to read to KJ and make him dinner and spend time with my husband. I'm not going to really focus on school right now or work because it's like, that's not fair to my family. Mm-hmm. And so I think I'm leaning more towards my family because at the end of the day, that's what I have. I can always get a new job, but I can't get another Demetrius or KJ. Mm-hmm. And so I think I'm really leaning into that. Or with my friendships too, I'm trying to lean into that because I can't always get another Diamond or another Kayla or Felicia. I'm like, no, I can't. So I got to pour into those relationships. So I think really now it's like, how do I balance? It's just seeing what I value. And then don't forget about yourself too. It's like, so it's like, I got to pour into Kara. So it's like, okay, I value Kara. So whatever that might look like, and then pouring into others, which is my family. And so, and some people might be listening like, oh, that's selfish, or she's not thinking about work. I am, but I think about work when I'm at work. Or if one of my employees reach out, then of course I'll tend to their needs, but I'm not going to go to sleep with those problems on my mind because I'm not going to stress myself to death. So I think just identifying my values and then balancing it out like that, what comes first.
And you can't pour from an empty cup.
You cannot.
Like, you have to show up as your best self, so you have to fulfill the things that help you be your best self. So that is important that you, like, nurture like your family, home, and like relationships in your life. I think that sometimes I feel like people kind of forget that relationships take a lot of work.
Yeah, I think that
I mean, I can see it from the outside, especially like the romantic aspect, but platonic too.
Yeah,
I feel like people forget that those relationships require some nurturing as well. Even when you get to a point of like being married and things like that. And I definitely commend you for like, you really do an amazing job at still showing up as an amazing friend. So I just would definitely encourage people to remember that friendships are relationships. And to like do your best to keep your identity within whatever relationship
you're in. And I think it's important too, like I tell this to most of my girlfriends, like your friendship is not, I don't want to say your friendship is tested, but like be yourself in those spaces. Because if you can't be yourself in those spaces, then those aren't your true friends. So there's going to be times where you and your girlfriends or guy friends too might not talk, and it's been some, I would say some weeks. Not going to say months because something's wrong. But some weeks. But it's like, chime in because they're going through stuff too. But at the same time, if you don't, again, if you don't have that space or that relationship where you can say, hey, I'm struggling, or you did this to me and that kind of hurt me, and they're not going to stick around, then it's like you wasn't even there for me in the first place. And so I'm also learning that too, is like looking at, I would say, my circle and like going back to like, dang, I really did push you to the side, but let me pour into you, and I apologize for pushing you to the side, or I really thought you was going to be my day one, and it's like, you're nowhere to be found. So I think it's like, I value good friendships, and so I kind of want to mirror that, like, okay, if I'm in my feelings because Diamond ain't reached out to me, then let me reach out to Diamond. Like, let's see what's going on.
What's going on there?
And so, I like how you said, it's like friendships are still relationships. Like, you still have to communicate. You still have to show love. You got to listen, too, and just be supportive. So, again, it's like, that's tough because, especially like going into marriage, you could have some friends who are like, oh, well, you're married, so you're not going to have no time for me. It's like, how are you going to tell me how much time I got? Okay, how are you going to do that? So
let me let you know. Okay, I might not have time today. We'll schedule some things. Like, we do a good job of saying, like, okay, this is the day when we're going to do whatever. Like, put it in a book. Put it down.
Write it down. This is what for you. It's like, you just have to be intentional. And then, I think I'm really at that point in my friendships where it's like, I'm really pouring into the people who were there when I wasn't able to pour into their cups. And they were still pouring into me. And that's one thing, too, I have to forgive myself because I could be so hard on myself. Like, you weren't being a good friend to so-and-so. Like, they hate you. It's like, no, that's in your head, Karen. Like, still be their friend and still reach out. So, but yeah, it's crazy. Do you feel like that, too? It's like, with your married friends, do you feel like, they ain't gonna have time for me? Or,
I don't know. I don't really feel like I think that way.
That's good.
Because I know that when certain things change, that the relationship does, like, it becomes different.
Yeah.
And have to always add that buffer in there for that moment of change.
Yeah.
That, you know, you may not see, or you're not going to see them as much. And, like, you may not hear from them as much, but, like, they still obviously care for you. Yeah. And, like, still, like, they're your friend.
Yeah.
So I can't get where it does feel... And sometimes you have to think about other people, like, what they have. If they have issues with, like, abandonment or
that's
anything
true.
Like
Did
that.
You think about that? Yeah.
In which I've learned about myself in therapy that I actually do have, like, problems with abandonment without even realizing it. Because in my mind, abandonment was always somebody physically leaving you.
Right, right.
But. And, like, therapy and stuff like that, and realizing abandonment can also be, like, someone not emotionally showing up for you.
Mm.
Or, like, yeah, they're present, but they're not present in the way that you needed them to be there.
That's deep.
And so I, like, know that about myself and have to realize that about people. So to answer your question is to say that I don't think much of it. Like, friends that are married, even family members that are married.
Yeah.
If anything, it actually makes me, like, happy and excited to see them flourishing, especially as Black people.
Yes, Black love.
Love good Black love.
Black on Black love.
Okay. Especially when I know that it's healthy.
Yes.
And, like, seeing a person from going from single and then going to a relationship, like you, like seeing it and then going, it was like, oh, wow, this is going, this is great, yay, exciting.
Yeah.
So I feel like you have to look within in that moment, but then know yourself and then know your friend.
Yeah.
And remember that they are your friend and know who the person is.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I don't take offense to it in the, if there's like, a distance
because it's a life, like, shift too.
I know that if I text you, you'll get back to me when you can.
Yeah.
Or, like, if I call you and I'm like, Kara, I need help.
I'm like, what you need? I'll try.
Right.
Yeah.
I know that you will show up for me.
Yeah. So. Because I want that same energy back. So, and that's what I believe in. It's like, you get what you expect. Or, like, the golden rule? Like, treat others how you want to be treated.
Right, how you want to be treated.
And so... But, and I would say, too, to our listeners, too, like, if you have friends in relationships or marriages and stuff, reach out to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's times where I've had, and this is kind of tipping into being pregnant as well, but, like, where it's like, dang, I saw my friends on social media, like, going out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I wanted to go out, too.
I want to do something. Dang. Don't care about me.
Yeah, or swing by. Like, just because I'm married doesn't mean, like, okay, I can't go out and have fun. Like, it might not be a hot girl summer. That's not how I roll, but it's like, I still want to hang out. And so, but again, I think that goes back to the communication within the relationships. Yeah.
Right. Do you ever feel like there was a point where you felt like you lost yourself or, like, your individuality?
During marriage or?
Like, leading into the, like, being with someone. Because I know people... say that obviously you change and you start to realize more about yourself.
Because
I think you do learn a bit once you become, like, a partnership. You realize all the things that maybe you did when you were single.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be that way when you're in a relationship.
So that's funny because I felt like going into our marriage or even our relationship, I still hung on, not to the single care, but still wanted to do everything that single care did, but, like, drag Demetrius along. And so that's where we would bump heads, because if y'all know Demetrius, you know Demetrius is like, I'm chilling at the house, let's watch a game at the house or a movie, and you know me, I want to go out and be on the scene. So that's where a few of our arguments would be like, no, Demetrius, you need to come out with me and my friends, because you're my boyfriend. Like, you're supposed to be with me. And he's like, no, I'm just going to chill at the house. I'm like, no, you're supposed to be with me. And so I think, and I'm still slowly learning, too, like, who Kara is and everything. But I think it's like you can still be, again, I don't want to say, like, your single self, but it's like there was
who you are, like, your core self.
Yeah, because it's like, but there was a point also in our marriage where it's like, everywhere I went, I wanted Demetrius to come. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what is that? Like, mm-hmm. I had to tap into that too, because it's like, or everywhere Demetrius went, it's like, I got to be there. And it was more of a how we were being viewed. I'm like, mm-hmm. okay. Because in my mind, I was like, well, if somebody's out not with their husband, mm-hmm. it's like, oh, they got an mm-hmm. argument or something's mm-hmm. wrong with them. Why are they not together? But it's like, no, they're still their own person too. Mm-hmm. And so it took me a while to go to events or be like, oh, no, you got a Demetrius. You can go there. And I don't have to be on the scene every time.
Right.
And so still learning that is just like that balance too. And then knowing that our marriage looks different from somebody else's marriage. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's another thing too that social media does not help with.
At all.
Because you be comparing.
And I definitely think that's a big thing in our generation is that we've kind of seen both sides of life without social media.
Mm-hmm, yes.
But then as we got into like our teenage and our 20s and stuff like that, social media really, really picked up.
Yeah.
And putting the images out there of what life is supposed to look like.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. nobody, or I feel like a lot of people don't show the alternatives.
Yeah, they don't.
Of for what life could possibly look like.
Because nobody wants to see that. They'd be like, I feel like we're so built to like think that everything has to be perfect. So mm-hmm. even like with failures, people are not going to post their mm-hmm. failure, or people are not going to post what's not the status quo or what's mm-hmm. going with the flow. So, yeah.
Right.
I just encourage it. Like, hey, you out here, you in your career, you're in school. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, travel. I'd be telling you, travel. Travel.
Right.
You ain't got no responsibilities.
Exactly.
Travel.
Yeah. Right. That is what a lot of people typically tell me. They're like, travel.
Travel.
You have nothing. Like, you don't have, like, anyone home right now. So it's like, while you're still in your single self,
mm-hmm.
go explore the world.
Travel.
Yeah. Right. And that's definitely what I want to do. But obviously right now, school
is the focus. Yeah.
But that is something that mm-hmm. I do want to get into, like tapping into single life and just being me. Because mm-hmm. I feel like you have to do your best to know who you are.
Yeah.
So that when you get in a relationship, you don't lose yourself.
Yeah. But that's yourself, though, is going to change.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to change because I don't know. I'm learning this care. The mm-hmm. care 2 years ago was a different care. And it's mm-hmm. like, oh, that's part of life. Like, we're always going to be changing. Do you feel like when you're, like, dating or on dates, mm-hmm. do you feel like there's pressure, not from the outside, mm-hmm. but pressure from the man, like, to speed up the relationship or to speed up the commitment? Because it's like, okay, what are we waiting on? Or do you just, like, how is that?
No, I don't think mm-hmm. there is pressure because I just feel like, at least from my experience, mm-hmm. men are on a different timeline.
Yeah.
And so men my age, they're still just like, well, I'm just trying to navigate life and live free. I'm not really worried about commitment and being tied down. And it's kind of like, okay, that was, you know, I understand that in your 20s and stuff like that. But I feel like as you're getting into your 30s, mm-hmm. you need to start dating intentionally.
Intentionally, yeah.
So I feel I haven't come across a lot of intention.
Mm-hmm.
And when I have come across intention, it's been overbearing.
Right.
As far as like, okay, so are you willing to give up your education and your degrees to be a wife and a mom?
It's like, why do I have to give that up?
And it's just like, but two things can exist at the same time.
Yeah.
My education is important.
Yeah.
And when the time comes, my family and everyone will be important as well.
Right. Yeah.
So I feel like there's no gray area in my dating life. Mm-hmm. It's like two extremes.
Because I'm just saying, like, where is that pressure coming from then? So it's like, is it, we know it's like social media,
mm-hmm.
but that pressure.
I feel like sometimes family.
Yeah. Family.
Because
I
feel I get. Sometimes, well, when are you going to bring home a boyfriend?
Yeah.
And it's just like...
Like, you told me all these years I couldn't have a boyfriend.
Right,
now
now
I can have one?
Oh, well, thanks.
At 27, I can finally have one? Okay, let me get some permission now. I didn't know I was allowed to. Yeah.
So I feel like that can sometimes be a pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes your parents will be like, well, when do I get to be a grandparent?
That I was just about to say that.
And
is
it's
that
just
pressure.
Like, oh, my goodness gracious. If I could, or like if I had the person like I would, but that's mm-hmm. not in my current life right now.
Yeah.
So let's just focus on what I'm doing right now.
Like and celebrate me now. Yeah.
Right. Right celebrate now. Those things. Mm. And that's another thing, a good mm-hmm. thing that you say about yeah. celebration is I think we forget to celebrate like other parts of people's lives.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. As far as when it comes to new developments. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be like graduating our yeah. new job.
Yeah.
Sometimes we just need to celebrate that someone's learning to love themselves.
There you go. Or, yeah. Like, embracing that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Never yeah. even thought about it like that. Mm-hmm. Again, look, I just blame everything on social media. I'm like, social media.
Now, social media does play a big role. And that's yeah. why sometimes I have to, like take a break from
yes.
it. Because I'm just like, this is overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And it's making me feel like I am not succeeding at life.
Yeah.
And I'm missing all the points I'm supposed to have now that I'm 30.
Like, dang. Yeah, it's like right. a checklist. And, like, I've had some great news recently, too. I think I shared. Mm-hmm. Well, it's on the podcast. But that I got into.
Yeah, you told UNC, me. Uh-huh,
yeah, so. But it was like, that was a going back and forth. And it was like, do I post it on Facebook?
Yeah.
Do I post my letter? And it's like, but what is the purpose of posting
right.
my letter? Like,
right.
getting all these likes and congratulations. Mm-hmm. Like, am I bragging? Yeah, I'm bragging on myself. But
right.
like, what
but
is the
should,
purpose?
Right? You yeah. should be able to mm-hmm. do that. Because I feel that way sometimes,
yeah,
too.
Right.
Because I'm like, oh, should I post it? I'm like, people are probably going to think that it's annoying or irritating. But at the same time, I'm mm-hmm. like, but I'm celebrating
yeah.
myself and that I'm happy. Like,
yeah.
I remember last semester, I posted that I have a 4.0 in grad school.
Yeah.
And it took me a
yeah.
it took me a while. And I was like, oh, it's probably just seemed like bragging or annoying. But then I was just like, well, this is my page. I can do what I want
True.
With it.
My space.
And
right.
whoever's going to feel what they feel about
yeah.
it. But the people that are happy for me and understand that this has been a task.
Yes.
It's like a moment to celebrate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I think, too, asking a question is like, how else can we celebrate ourselves? Because
mm-hmm.
it's like we're so quick to run to social media.
Mm-hmm.
Like even, and I'm thinking about like KJ's monthly pictures. There mm-hmm. was some months where it's like, we got to take this picture. We got to,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, Kara, why you are so pressed
mm-hmm.
to take this 6-month picture
mm-hmm.
and post it on Facebook? Like,
right.
girl. So I think that's where I'm at in my journey of life is like, celebrate yourself or verbally tell people
mm-hmm.
about your good news instead of like putting it on social media.
Right.
But yeah, I agree. It's like, it's my page. I'm gonna post whatever.
Right.
I'm gonna
do
celebrate
what I want.
Myself. Yeah. You gonna like this,
right.
you gonna heart this.
So I definitely think
yeah.
reality check is
yeah.
who's really applying the pressure?
Mm-hmm.
Is it something that
it's
we've like put in our head?
Yes.
Or is it really that, oh, it's like society or social
yeah.
media, whomever is
mm-hmm.
pressuring me to feel like I need to do this? And
yeah.
I think it's a combination.
Yeah, I think
of
so
the
too.
Two.
Yeah.
Because it's, like I said, it's hard.
Yeah, and you just got to step back and like zone in with yourself like, okay, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
How did we get here?
Literally. How did we
how?
Get here?
Oh, what? And we still got a lot to go to. Yeah, that's the thing that trips me out. It's like, I'm like, we're just in our 30s. Like,
right.
We still
and
got
just
one.
Got here, really.
Just got, right, yeah.
So
just
it's,
got here.
Like, and there's no timeline. Like, I know there's a
mm-hmm.
lot of people who will say, oh, I thought that I was going to be married by 22, 25.
Yeah.
I said 17 when
yeah.
I was a kid.
See, because that's what you
right,
knew,
I was,
too.
My,
yep,
I was a kid.
Knew.
But even
yeah.
in,
mm-hmm.
I feel like, now was such a milestone for me because I remember being in second grade. I had this notebook.
Lord
we
Jesus.
Like wrote about all
yes.
these things, and I
oh.
said, "Oh, when I turn 30, I'm gonna be married."
Oh,
and
yeah.
I turned 30.
Yeah,
just like not married, but just like you have to remember that
mm-hmm.
you were a kid.
Yeah,
and you didn't know all the things that growing up entailed.
Yeah,
you
that's
just
true.
Saw the final
like
product,
marriage or something.
Right.
Yeah. yeah.
And so, just
mm-hmm.
remembering myself to be like, okay. That was things that you thought,
mm-hmm.
but now you see life
it's different.
Is different.
Yeah. Yeah.
But again, it is hard. Like,
mm-hmm.
I know we
yeah.
want to be positive and say, oh,
correct.
Yeah, you know, single
or
life,
like,
have
yes.
fun, be single.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like,
no.
it's still hard
yeah.
and complicated, especially being a woman
mm-hmm.
and you know your biological clock.
A black woman.
A black woman, too. And your biological clock. And yes, God will provide.
Yes.
But also.
Maybe at 60. No.
Please. I am not Sarah. And you are not Abraham.
Right.
But yeah, just having that in the back of my mind too. Because I've even like been thinking about just freezing my eggs for later. Like just to have
yeah.
that. Yeah. Because knowing the behind the scenes of as far as with your body and like once you turn 35,
yeah,
all the complications that can come along.
Yeah.
And again, yes, God will provide, but also just knowing that there are possibilities.
The human body. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So that is something that kind of reigns in the back of my mind as far as, because time moves. So quickly.
Moving quick, and it don't be asking you, like, do you want me to slow down? No.
Nope.
So what would you give tips? So if we have some listeners who are, like, kind of in the same, they're, like, they're thriving in their career, mm-hmm. maybe they went back to school, or they're just enjoying the single life, what would you say to that listener? Or some tips or encouragement? I don't know.
Self-care. Mm. I would definitely say pour a lot into self-care.
Mm-hmm.
Find some hobbies that bring you happiness mm-hmm. that you get to do by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Or with others.
No, I was going to say that. I was going to say that too.
No,
I was going to say, and doing them with others as well.
No.
Because like I said, people saying find mm-hmm. yourself in, like, dating.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are, like, scared to go out on dates by themselves.
Yeah.
But I've always been told, how do you know what you like if you don't, like, do it for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Like, one thing that I actually learned, like, recent, like, in the recent year or so, mm-hmm. is that when we talk about love languages,
mm-hmm.
it also applies to how you love yourself.
Oh, yes. Oh, my, yeah.
And I don't know why I never thought of that.
Yeah.
And so I would definitely say to that person to know your love language,
mm-hmm.
but apply it to yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, because you got to love yourself.
Yeah.
That's valid.
Mm-hmm.
That is valid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Good talk. Yeah.
So, at the end of every episode, we are going to do kind of a wrap up
mm-hmm.
and just ask a question as far as, like, me speaking from as a single person
mm-hmm.
to you as a married person. For, like, questions that I may have, like, burning in my mind. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, well, I never thought about this. I never asked this.
Yeah.
So one question that I have is, what's the biggest thing that you notice has changed about you since being married?
Oh, just one? No. So I think I heard this a few weeks ago, but it's like marriage is kind of like a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
But lately, and I think because it's like we've been married for a long time now,
mm-hmm.
I'm just really reflecting on myself. Like, and I think because when you're single, you're by yourself. So it's like whatever goes, like
mm-hmm.
nobody's there to check you, or nobody's going to get, like, if you're mean, you're only mean to yourself,
right.
But nobody else is receiving that on the other end.
Mm-hmm.
And so with marriage, it's like, I have to be mindful of how I, one, talk to myself, but two, talk to Demetrius or others.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think just really looking at who Kara really is,
okay.
and there's, I'm like, oh, dang, Kara, like, there's some times where I'm like, oh, you're selfish.
Mm-hmm.
And I love my husband, and sometimes it's like, he's not going to call me out, but, like, I'm at that point where it's like, oh, that didn't feel good coming out my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, yeah, so just really being reflective of, like, who I am, I feel like that's one thing that's, what do you ask, like, change or, like, how?
Yeah, like, what you, yeah.
Just, like, really taking that time, and it's like a mirror. I'm just looking at myself.
Okay.
Which is crazy how that works, because it's like, you would think how you're looking at the other person, but
mm-hmm.
nope, it's like...
It reflects back to you like,
but when
oh.
you're married, you're one. So mm-hmm. however you treat the other person is like you're treating yourself, because mm-hmm. that's a part
They're
of who gonna you are.
They're going to be reactionary
yeah.
to
Yeah, it's like you're one person, so...
Gotcha.
Yeah, and that's so weird when you think about it, but mm-hmm. yeah, lately I've been very reflective.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. my other question is, how did your view of love change from being single to being married?
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. I think, too, again, and this is the longest relationship we've both been in. So we're coming up on four years married and 5 years together. But just, like, love is not perfect. Love is ugly. Love is, love hurts. No, that sounds bad. But love does not physically hurt.
Right,
but like,
right.
Love is going to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And so I think having that idea as a single woman, like, okay, wake up and when I come home, I'm going to have flowers all the time. Or when he comes home, dinner's going to be cooked and everything's going to be clean. And I love you. And like, kiss goodnight, kiss good morning. You, like, all, like lovey-dovey. It's like, no, there's going to be times where it's like, bro, I really can't stand you. Like, how did we get here? Mm-hmm. Or times where we're having that uncomfortable conversation. Like, you know what? What you said, that kind of hurt my feelings. But mm-hmm. being able to admit that. So I think love is a beautiful thing once you take perfect and everything has to be neat from it. I think because that's my personality, everything has to be neat and perfect, but that's not what love is. Love is just like, okay, we're communicating and I love you enough that if I do hurt you, I apologize, but teach me how to love you better or teach me a different way. So yeah, love, yeah. I hope that answers your question.
Yes, it does answer my question.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's pretty much it, guys, for our first episode. We hope that you enjoyed.
Yes.
And we will be doing this bi-weekly, so we'll see you again.
Bi-monthly. Bi-weekly?
Bi-weekly. Bi-weekly and bi-monthly is the same thing, no?
Is it?
Wait, no, bi-monthly would mean every 2 months.
Oh, we're going to see y'all in May. Oh, so bi-weekly?
Bi-weekly. No, bi-weekly, every 2 weeks. Wait, no, bi-weekly? Yeah, no, wait.
Bi-monthly is 2 times a month, right?
Bi-monthly, is it?
Oh, I don't know. Lord. We'll see y'all next time.
We'll see you the next time we record an episode, which will be the week after next.
Just throw the bye in there. Bye.
Don't got the answers. I felt the pain. I can't attest it. That's just the game and I respect it, yeah.